This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Explain that more, why there were these particular specific periods that weren't that long, and is God doing miracles, not by the means of men, but is God actually doing miracles today in some way?
We need to remember what this thing is we're talking about. We use the word miracle, but actually the word sometimes translated miracle, although in more modern translations, that word is actually very infrequently used. It's really more of the older translations that use that word, because really that word is a translation of a word that literally means sign. That's what we're talking about. When we say miracle, what we mean is a sign. Well, then the question needs to be, okay, if that's what the biblical authors use to describe these things, these gifts, well, what is it a sign of, and what purpose did it serve? And this is where we need to step back and say, okay, what is God doing in the world? God is working his plan for his own glory of redemption, and he is unfolding that plan, or he has unfolded that plan in a progressive way through the history of humanity. And so we have a glimpse of the gospel in Genesis chapter 3, but then over through the period of the Old Testament and then into the New Testament, God, in really sort of three significant stages, sort of unpacks and unfolds that plan of redemption. And we talk about progressive revelation in respect to that purposefully, because that is how God makes that plan known. He does so through his revelation. Well, because it's progressive, what that means then is that at each of those stages in the unfolding of God's plan, he had to reveal new revelation in order that God's people might know what is expected of them, and ultimately, of course, that they might know the way of salvation. So at each of those stages in which he is unfolding progressive revelation, the first stage being with the Exodus from Egypt and the meeting of God's people with God at Mount Sinai, the delivery of his law, that's a significant transitional stage in the progressive unfolding of God's plan. And then the next big transitional stage is the period of the prophets, Elijah and Elisha in particular, when God is now unfolding things to come and revelation for his people. And then, of course, that third big transitional stage is with Christ and the apostles and the unfolding of the perfect fulfillment of all things in the person of Jesus Christ and the founding of his body, the church, in those early years of the New Testament period. So at each of those stages, when God is now revealing new revelation, how are the people going to know that they can trust these divinely endowed individuals who are delivering that revelation, whether it be Moses, or whether it be the prophets, or whether it be Jesus Christ himself and his apostles? Well, in order to confirm in the sight of the people that these individuals indeed are messengers from God who are delivering divine revelation, God gifts them with the ability to perform signs. We see this clearly with Moses. Moses himself asks God in the burning bush, how will I be able to convince the people that I'm a messenger? And that's where he gives him the ability to change the staff into a snake and all that happens and the crossing of the Red Sea and all of that. And so all of those miracles, those signs, were meant to confirm Moses and later Joshua in those early years of crossing over into the Promised Land that these are messengers of God who are here to present God's revelation at that transitional stage. Same thing during the period of the prophets, Elijah and Elisha. And then the same thing is the case in the lifetime of Christ himself, and then those early years of founding the church. Particularly the apostles were confirmed as messengers of God, who then went on to pen the very revelation of the New Testament. And the way that they were confirmed was through the performing of signs. And that's why we don't see a lot of reference to signs later in the book of Acts or past the early couple of epistles that are written in the New Testament. So I would say, is God doing signs, miracles in that sense today? I would say, no, he's not, because he's no longer needing to confirm new messengers of his revelation because we have the complete canon of scripture. Is God, again, doing divine supernatural work today? Absolutely. Again, he's regenerating dead hearts. He is sanctifying his people. Can God heal people instantaneously, supernaturally today? Absolutely, he can. But is he gifting individuals with signs anymore? Well, again, if we understand the purpose of a sign, to confirm somebody who is a mouthpiece of God during stages in which God is unfolding new revelation, well, then no, he doesn't have any necessity of gifting people with those signs anymore, because we have the sure, certain, sufficient, authoritative, complete word.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.